is there are three verses in Shikshastakam, and you all know Shikshastakam, right? Oh, good. There are three verses that speak about this separation. And since you all know it, let's do it. Ai nanda tanuja kinkarang patitang mang vishame bhavambudau kripayata vapada pankaja stita duli sadrishang vichintaya. Wait, one. Good, I'm glad to see you know your verses, excellent. But let's digest one at a time. Please repeat, O my Lord, O Krishna, son of Maharaj Nanda, I am your eternal servant. But because of my own fruitive acts, I have fallen in this horrible ocean of nescience. Now please be causelessly merciful to me. Consider me a particle of dust at your lotus feet. So, several things here. Because of my own fruitive acts, we have no one to blame but ourselves why we are here. We were in the kingdom of God, but my own fruitive acts, here I am in the material world. Now please be merciful. Consider me a particle of dust. Notice Lord Chaitanya's humility. Consider me a particle of dust. Talking earlier about Rukmini, later at Kurukshetra when they all meet, the residents of Vrindavan and the residents of Dwarka, there's a conversation between Draupadi and the queens, Krishna's queens. And Draupadi wants to know from them how they became Krishna's wife, because Draupadi was a great, staunch devotee of Krishna. She wanted to hear from each of them, how did you become Krishna's wife? And they each said, without exception, I may be Krishna's wife, but actually, I think of myself as his maidservant. I don't think your wives consider themselves your maidservant. I don't think so. But the queens of Dwarka told Draupadi, yeah, I may be Krishna's queen, but you know what? I'm simply Krishna's maidservant. So, in this verse, Lord Chaitanya is teaching us, we have fallen down. Now recognize, I need to be reinstated. So that, again, is an aspect of that separation. I have become disconnected. When you come to this material world, there's a feeling of disconnection. The spiritual master reconnects you. That's the significance of initiation. You are reconnected once again. That's the spiritual master's business. Next verse. Nayanam galarasrudaraya vadanam gadgadarudaya gira pulakarni chitang vapukada tavanama grahane bhavishyati. Repeat. My dear Lord, when will my eyes be beautified by filling with tears that constantly glide down as I chant your holy name? When will my voice falter and all the hairs of my body stand erect in transcendental happiness as I chant your holy name? So here is a higher level of separation. In the beginning, we chant only out of duty because we're told to. Shri Radharaman Bhagavan Ki Jai. That's why in the beginning we chant like this. No taste. And we're just doing it because it's a chore. But as you get purified, as you render more service, you start to get a taste. Then you start to chant with more attention and more. So when you come to this stage, you're waiting, oh my Lord, when will I be able to chant like this? Because what Lord Chaitanya describes here is perfectional chanting. Here's perfectional chanting. Tears of love come to your eyes. Oh, Krishna. Your voice falters. When Lord Chaitanya was performing Rath Yatra and he would see he couldn't pronounce Jagannath's name because he was feeling too much ecstasy. The hairs of my body stand on end. The only time that happens to us is when we get a big fat paycheck. But Lord Chaitanya is giving us a glimpse. Here's to aspire. Here's what's to aspire for. Because this is available. This kind of transcendental ecstasy is available if we chant nicely, properly, every day. Let's chant. And by the way, Piyush, you did the japa class very nicely. Thank you very much for your nice japa. Okay, one more Shikshastakam verse on this same point. Together, since you know it, Yugaitam Nameshena Chakshusha Pravrishaitam Govinda. Very good, you passed your test. You weren't lying. Very good. That's why I like coming here. You have a great group here. Advanced. This is the advanced class. Don't get puffed up. But this is the advanced class. Please repeat. My Lord Govinda, because of separation from you, I consider even a moment, a great millennium. Tears flow from my eyes like torrents of rain. And I see the entire world as void. So this is the epitome of this service, this mood of separation. When you're enjoying, how does time go? But we just got here. Like when you take the kids, yeah, you did. You took the kids to Disneyland, right? It's now 10 o'clock, and you're telling the kids it's time to go. We just got here. Yeah, you arrived at 8, it's now 10, you want to go home, you're tired. The kids, no, there's 8,000 more rides to go on. Yeah, because you're enjoying. When you're enjoying, time just, but when you're suffering, when I got my first kidney stone, then I realized this verse. My wife took me to the hospital, and they said, oh, it's going to be 45 minutes. Oh, that 45 minutes was like 12 years. You know what I'm talking about. Whew. Hare Krishna, thank you, Krishna. Thank you. Yes, the devotee, when he comes to this stage, can't wait to be united with Krishna. Please chant the Maha Mantra, everybody.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Now, here is a very, this was, what I'm going to read now is the original item that was the catalyst for everything I spoke so far. From reading this paragraph, all the stuff that I just did came from that. So this paragraph comes at the time when The residents of Vrindavan and the residents of Dwaraka met at Kurukshetra, not for the Battle of Kurukshetra. That took place later. Before the Battle of Kurukshetra, there was a solar eclipse. So, by divine arrangement, the residents of Vrindavan and the residents of Dwaraka met at Kurukshetra. Now, previous to this, so this had been quite some time, because Akura took Krishna when? How old was Krishna when Akura took him out of Vrindavan? 11. He was 11 years old. So after killing Kamsa, Krishna decided to spend time with Vasudev and Devaki. And then after that, he got entangled by marrying only 16,108 queens. He never returned to Vrindavan as he promised. So when they met at Kurukshetra, the residents of Vrindavan have not seen Krishna for many, many years. So when they met, it was very, very heartwarming. And as you would expect, there was a secret rendezvous with the gopis, of course. So there was an exchange between the gopis and Krishna, but what Prabhupada comments is our topic. The gopis are always liberated souls because they are fully in Krishna consciousness. They only pretend to be entangled in the household affairs of Vrindavan. In spite of their long separation, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the gopis, were not interested in the idea of going with Krishna to his capital city, Dwaraka. So there seems to have been some kind of suggestion that the gopis would return with Krishna to Dwaraka. The gopis wanted to remain busy in Vrindavan and thus feel the presence of Krishna in every step of their lives. Remember what we read earlier. Service to Krishna is Krishna. So even though Krishna has not been present in Vrindavan for many, many years, what do you think they were thinking about? Krishna. And because they were always thinking of Krishna, Krishna was actually there. That is Vrindavan. As I've said many times, even if Radharani wanted to forget Krishna, it's impossible. As that incident with the bumblebee. She's chastising, criticizing the bumblebee and indirectly chastising Krishna. And then when the bumblebee goes away, oh no, I didn't mean it. I don't go and tell Krishna what I just said. So then when the bumblebee came back, Radharani had a different tone. The idea being, Krishna is always in Radharani's heart. There's nothing else. So the gopis are in the same way. Even though Krishna has been absent, didn't matter. Wherever they looked, what do you think they saw? Krishna's footprints in the dirt. All they could do was remember all the activities of Krishna. Same way in the night of the Rasa dance. When Krishna left the gopis, what did they do? They acted out the baby pastime, childhood pastimes of Krishna. Because they're mad after Krishna. They cannot. As Prabhupada once said, I love this quote. One of his disciples said, Prabhupada, I'm sorry, I fell into Maya. Prabhupada said, no, you're always in Maya. Sometimes you fall into Krishna. That is our position. The gopis, Radharan, they cannot fall into Maya. It's impossible. Unfortunately, we do. So we're trying to think and remember Krishna. Instead, the gopis immediately invited Krishna to come back to Vrindavan. There you go. No, Krishna, we don't want to go to Dwarka. Why don't you come back with us? This transcendental emotional existence of the gopis is the basic principle of Lord Chaitanya's teaching. The Rath Yatra festival, coming up when? August 2nd, couple of weeks. The Rath Yatra festival, observed by Lord Chaitanya, is the emotional process of taking Krishna back to Vrindavan. And if you want to read more about this, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 12, 13, and 14. You read those three chapters, you will understand Rath Yatra perfecta mundo, perfectly. Everything is there by the lips of Krishnadas Kaviraj and Prabhupada's beautiful purports. It's all there. Srimati Radharani refused to go with Krishna to Dwaraka to enjoy his company in the atmosphere of royal opulence, because when Krishna went to Kurukshetra, he was not Cowherd Boy Krishna. He was Yadu Kumar. And there were, or Dwarkadish, yeah, same thing. There were elephants, there were horses, and there's a prayer that Radharani is saying, wait a second, this is not the Krishna I know. Where is the moonlit night? Where is the river Yamuna? Where? Krishna's not playing his flute. He's a prince? I don't want this Krishna. I want this Cowherd Boy Krishna. Not this Dwarkadish. No. We want Govinda. Everybody say. Lord Krishna, being profoundly attached to the gopis, never goes away from Vrindavan, and the gopis and other residents of Vrindavan remain fully satisfied in Krishna consciousness. So, this Rath Yatra, I'll give you a quick synopsis. In Jagannath Puri, they're going to do it on Friday. The actual Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri is on this Friday. So the Jagannath temple represents Kurukshetra, which we were just talking about. And Jagannath goes on his cart with who? Baladev Subhadra, which we sang, right? And they go to another temple known as Gundicha. And that Gundicha temple represents Vrindavan. So it is the process of taking Krishna from Kurukshetra back to Vrindavan. That is how Lord Chaitanya. Now, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, but in the mood of. So, during the Rath Yatra, who's on the cart? Who is he in front of? Jagannath. Jagannath is Krishna, and Lord Chaitanya is sometimes pulling the rope and sometimes dancing, and he's leading Krishna back to Vrindavan. And sometimes the cart won't move, and they bring elephants and wrestlers. Cart won't move. Lord Chaitanya takes his head, gives the cart a push. It starts to move. Meaning, Jagannath will not go, or Krishna will not go without Radharani. She is, it's a stated, she is the binding link of the rasa dance. Notice, the night of the rasa dance, he left the other gopis to be with who? She was not getting special attention. So she led him out, and he followed, disappearing from the other gopis. She's the binding link of the, no Radharani, no rasa dance, sorry. So here, this was the topic The highest spiritual ecstasy taught by Lord Chaitanya is to come to that stage where you feel this intense separation from Krishna. That you don't want nothing else, nothing more. I must have Krishna. Gadadhar, will you sing with me? Please.
Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha.
Actually, all the bhajans, all the kirtans is this: feeling separation and crying out. Like Prabhupada says, what is japa? Like the child crying for its mother.
Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudana. Shri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Hari Gopala Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudana. Gopala Ram Shri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much.
So we have 5 more minutes. If somebody has a